I have, are you ready? 17
ready.
Would you rather questions you have to answer. We're going to see how you rate with everybody else in the country. These are, would you, you have to pick one, you know, you can't say neither. You have to go, okay, I have to pick one. Would you rather receive an alert every time your parents hook up or have your parents receive an alert every time you hook up with someone?
Oh, no, I definitely want to receive an alert every time they hook up because that'll be very few alerts.
Yep. People agree with you. 72% they want the alert when their parents hook up. That's gross.
Well, twice a year, her birthday, his birthday. That's it.
And Christmas. So three times.
That's right.
Would you rather pry off your thumbnail with a fork or put a toothpick under your big toenail and kick a wall?
Oh, God. What's the first one?
Pry off your thumbnail with a fork. Put a toothpick under your big toenail and kick a wall.
And yeah, those are both tough just because it's not like something's happening to you. You have to do both.
Right.
That would imply that I have the stomach to do either one of those things. I think a toenail, the toothpick under the toenail and kick a wall because I have terrible aim and I might miss. And that definitely might not hurt. Whereas prying off the thumbnail is definitely going to hurt.
And you can hide the toenail with socks or whatever, but
exactly. The hand, you're going to see my hands. Yeah.
Thumbnail one, really.
56%.
Yeah. 56% would rather do that. Would you rather pee your pants in public once a week?
Yes.
Or poop your pants in private every other day?
No, pee my pants in public. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
People say poo in private. They would rather do that 70%.
Nope, I'll pee in public. I've done it before. I've been drunk enough or I've been running home from a friend's house and it's like winter and cold and I just didn't make it in time.
You're fine
with
the pee.
I'm a pro at that one.
Would you rather always have to use sandpaper as toilet paper?
Okay.
Or always have to use hot sauce as eye drops?
What would you rather do with that?
I mean, toilet paper as sandpaper is pretty much what I have at work. So right. I'm going to go with the toilet paper because I hate putting anything in my eye.
Yeah, ditto. I agree with that.
Okay. People said people do not care about their ass. 66%. I don't even understand this. Would you rather have hair for teeth or teeth for hair?
Hair for teeth or teeth? No, definitely teeth for hair because I don't like stuff in my mouth. Ugh.
Yeah, because you'd always have hair in your mouth. Always.
Yeah, always. I'd definitely rather have teeth for hair.
Yeah, 62% would rather have teeth for hair.
Because you know what? Because then when I brush my hair, I could brush it with toothpaste.
There you go. Would you rather walk in on your grandmother hooking up with somebody or have your grandmother walk in with you hooking up with somebody?
My grandmother is blind as a bat, so I'd rather have her walk in on me because she would probably think the dog was in there. Like, what is the dog doing in here? Somebody let that dog out. Like, she would have no clue.
It was close. No, walking in on your grandmother, 49%, having your grandmother walk in on you, 51%. So
my grandmother is French and said to me when I was a little girl, you must be proficient in every room of the house. Meaning even the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And the woman in a very kind way told me that I better learn how to give a blowjob. So definitely would want her walking in on me because this is my other grandmother. Because she'd hold up those cards like a Russian judge. 10.
Would you rather sleep in a coffin full of snakes every night for a year or cut off your own pinky toe?
What about you? This one's yours. What would you rather do?
Pinky toe's gone. There's no way I'm sleeping with snakes. Gone, pinky toe, bye.
Okay.
How about you?
Yeah, same.
You're cutting the pinky toe off. I think you would like to cut the pinky toe off anyway, because then you could get cuter shoes.
That's what I was saying. My feet are getting wider as I'm getting older. So as it is, I'm already looking at the pinky toe being like, you've been a problem.
Would you rather have taste buds on your butthole or poop through your mouth?
Taste buds on my butthole.
What? Taste buds on your butthole.
I want taste. You know, in fact, I would like to have taste buds in my butthole. Because then, you know, then my boyfriend
agree with you.
Yeah, because then my boyfriend's like, do you want to have anal sex? I might be like, actually, I do. That might taste delicious. I'd like to taste anal sex. Thank you.
Would you rather be forced to wear wet socks every day for the rest of your life or be forced to wear winter gloves over your hands for the rest of your life?
Are you kidding? I'm always cold. I already wear winter gloves over my hands.
So you're going winter gloves? Screw this.
I already do.
The wet socks.
I don't want wet socks. No, I don't like anything wet on me.
Would you rather get a paper cut?
How many of these are there?
Just enough. Would you rather get a paper cut every time somebody says your name or poop your pants every time you have sex?
Well, obviously get a paper cut when someone says by name, because people are always like, what's your name, Courtney? No one ever knows my name, because nobody looks at me and thinks Cooper. So like, your name is something with a C, Kathy.
So then you get a paper cut.
But I would never get a paper cut because people always forget my name.
All right. You have to pick one of these.
Sick. Are we still doing these? Can this be the last one?
No, these are fun. Would you rather have a spider lay 100 eggs inside your body?
Whatever the other one is, I take it.
So I guess you're going to get bitten by a snake and you have to suck out the poison by yourself.
Yes, please.
You don't mind that?
Nothing with spiders.
Would you rather smell like poo and not know it, or constantly smell poo that nobody else can smell?
I probably smell like poo and don't know it. So yes, I'll just continue. I'll continue living my life as is.
91% of people said they would rather constantly smell poo than smell like poo.
That's your problem, not mine.
Last one here. You ready?
Ready.
So last one, you can applaud now because you're happy it's almost over. Would you rather know when you're going to die or know how you're going to die?
When?
You want to know when?
What do you want? What would you rather?
I think I want to know how.
Why? How come?
I don't know. So I can get ready for it, I guess. I don't want to know when, because then it's a countdown. Then you put the date in your phone and you're looking at it every 5 seconds.
I think it's better to know when, then you can plan your life accordingly, because how can happen at any minute, unless it's like, you know, how you get stampeded by cows, then just don't go near cows. You know what I mean? Like if it's like a heart attack, that can happen at any time. I already feel like something can happen at any time. I want to know the day and the time. I want to plan my life around accordingly.
Yeah. 52% said how instead of when.
No, definitely when.
No.
Okay, let me try it like this. If you know the when and it's a week from now, wouldn't you live your life differently and spend your money differently if you knew you only had a week left?
That's my thought, is I'm going to look and it's going to say Tuesday. And it's Saturday. And I was like, oh, crap.
Well, wouldn't you want to know that? You don't want it to be a surprise. You don't want Tuesday to happen and then suddenly, you know, the day before you were sitting in traffic or waiting in a long line for a Starbucks coffee. No, you want to be like on a plane to Italy.
Can you imagine being in a drive-through behind somebody taking their sweet time, knowing you only have a day to live? Seriously.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. That's the reason why you want to know when, so that you don't end up in that scenario.